heading number 13, Liberation from Artha Dhyan and Raudra Dhyan. These are one of the four states of meditation, and the meaning comes through as we read on. The questioner asks, it is said that two forms of adverse internal meditations are constantly happening, one being Artha Dhyan and the other Raudra Dhyan. Please explain the difference between the two. Dadashri, Artha Dhyan involves only you and yourself, the small self. It occurs when you suffer silently without anyone else's knowledge, without anyone else becoming aware of it. Raudra Dhyan is when you suffer internally and others also suffer because of your internal suffering. A person who is not self-realized will experience adverse meditation of the type which affects him only, Artha Dhyan, because he identifies himself with his relative self, because he says, I am George or I am Chandulal. He believes that everything that is happening to him. For example, he may start worrying about his daughter's marriage when she is only 5 years old, or he may start worrying about the welfare of his family if he were to die. To worry or to be entangled within with confusion is considered Artha Dhyan. Adverse internal meditation that affects others is called Raudra Dhyan. Here, one blames others for his predicament. To think negatively of the other, to cheat other persons, or to wish them harm is all Raudra Dhyan. Say, for example, a cloth merchant cheats his customer by stretching the material when he measures it. The moment he decides to cheat his customers, he becomes guilty of Raudra Dhyan. Raudra Dhyan is spelt as Raudradhyan. If a person has committed severe Raudra Dhyan, he can turn it into Artha Dhyan by doing pratikraman. If two people are guilty of the same kind of Raudra Dhyan, where they have both expressed a desire to kill someone, their inner state of violence is Raudra Dhyan. If one of them goes home and sincerely repents for having such a destructive inner intent or bhav, his Raudra Dhyan will become Artha Dhyan, while the other one will continue in his adverse internal meditative state of Raudra Dhyan. Page 51. Through repentance, Raudra Dhyan can be changed to Artha Dhyan. With repentance, one can be diverted from a birth in hell to a birth and life in the animal kingdom. With further intense repentance and pratikraman, one can turn Raudra Dhyan into Dharma Dhyan. Actions and events may not change, but changes are taking place from within. Dharma Dhyan is the absence of Artha and Raudra Dhyan. Questioner, when I remain separate and make Chandulal, the worldly self, do pratikraman, what is it called? Dadashri, you are the pure self now. You are Shuddh Atma, the pure soul. But will this body not also need liberation? This body complex, which is a complex of thoughts, speech and acts, must be such that it does not hurt others. If you do not make it do pratikraman, it will not be free from mistakes. You need to engage it into the state of Dharma Dhyan. It cannot attain Shukla Dhyan, the state of the self. So you must engage it in Dharma Dhyan. The non-self complex of thought, speech and action can only raise itself up to the level of Dharma Dhyan, which is the state where there is no Artha, adverse internal meditation that affects the self, and no Raudra, adverse internal meditative state which spills over and hurts others. But it cannot rise beyond Dharma Dhyan. Only you, the enlightened self, the self as S capital, can engage the non-self into Dharma Dhyan. So you must engage it in Dharma Dhyan. So you must make it do pratikraman continuously. Pratikraman must be done as many times as Artha Dhyan occurs. Artha Dhyan occurs because of ignorance in your past life, and for that you must do pratikraman. Artha Dhyan is an effect. Questioner: is it considered Artha Dhyan or Raudra Dhyan when we see fault in others? Dadashri: yes. A person will see faults in others if that is the kind of baggage he has brought with him from his previous life in the form of effect karma. The self as capital, the pure soul, is faultless and does not see fault in others. It does not see any mistake in others. He must do pratikraman when he sees faults and mistakes in others. That is all he has to do. Everything he does in this life is the discharge of the baggage he has brought with him from his previous life. For instance, if someone knocks on your door in the middle of the night, and when you check to see who it is, you see a friend of yours with a group of his friends, would you not open the door? Page 52, questioner replies, yes, I would. Dadashri: and what would you tell him? Would you tell them to go away because it is so late in the night? Questioner: of course not. How could I do that? Dadashri: well then, what would you say? Questioner: I would invite them in. Dadashri: you would invite them in. Because you have been brought up with good value systems, you would invite them into your home. You carry away your sleeping child to make room on the sofa for them. You do all this, but in your mind you are thinking, what a nuisance. Is this the time one should come visiting at such an inappropriate hour? When you do this, it is called Raudra Dhyan, not Artha Dhyan. Artha Dhyan means to suffer the consequences within only. But in this case, you start additional adverse meditation and blame your guests for the problem. This is the spoiling of your internal bhav towards your guests. You are blaming them for visiting you so late in the night. On the outside, however, you continue your appearance of being cordial. After they are seated, you ask them if they would like some tea. Your friend says that they would prefer a simple hot meal instead. You now think to yourself, within, just wait until my wife hears it. She's going to stew you in the kitchen. She also starts Raudra Dhyan. What is the Lord's Agnas? What is the Agna of Lord Mahavir? What should people who want liberation, moksha, do? We live in a terrible time cycle that influences our bhav, our deep inner intent, negatively. So that in such circumstances, it is natural to have a bhav like, why are they here at this time of the night? all the prevailing circumstances in such a time lead even the most noble of men to have such a bhav, deep inner intent. Why are you creating such a cause from within, when on the outside you portray an image of graciousness? Page 53. Your welcoming them nicely is an effect. Through your bhav, the deep inner intent, however, you are sowing new seeds, charging new karma, which will give its effect in the next life. With your negative bhav, the inner intent, you are creating a new karma account. Then, faced with such a situation, you must ask the Lord within for forgiveness and admit your mistakes. Do not worry about changing anything. As long as you do pratikraman and erase your mistakes, you will be doing the right thing for your next life. These strange times will indeed pressure you to act in an ambiguous and a contradictory manner. Even those who seem to have control over their senses fail in this respect. If you erase it with pratikraman, you will reap its benefits in the next life. Questioner says, within an hour, I do at least 25 atikramans, aggressive actions, aggressiveness in thoughts, speech, and acts. Dadashri replies, then do collective pratikraman for all of them. Questioner, how do I go about doing that? What should I say? Dadashri, confess that you have committed so many atikramans and that you are doing pratikraman for all of them collectively. Specify your topic. For example, address your faults related to harsh speech or anger, etc. And for each topic, say that you are doing pratikramans collectively. Everything will be resolved this way. If you cannot complete your pratikraman, you will be able to do so later. Just do not procrastinate, or else you will forego all of them entirely. You do not need to complicate the matter.